Now joining us in studio is Nuranisha, gonna interview Caroline. Nuranisha standing for him, joined by Caroline. Caroline, please tell us more about yourself and your band.
Thank you so much, Sadiq. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me. My name is Karina Brevard, and I'm the flute player in the band Sterling EQ. We are an instrumental pop group. And I've got a frog in my throat, sorry. Sorry about that. So we play instrumental music. We're all classically trained. We did all our classical music lessons for our whole childhood. So we've been playing our instruments for 20 odd years. But we've decided to try and make classical music even a little bit more cool. And so we add beats and elements from modern music, and so we play a style that's very unique for Sterling EQ, and everyone loves it, so do we.
For 20 odd years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time, but when you're old like us, then...
When did you release that you were interested in the music industry?
That's an interesting question. I think when you learn music so intensively like we all did, we were playing from when we were small. I started playing music when I was 8 years old. I started with a piano, and then when I was 14, I started taking flute lessons. And I guess I was just kind of good at it, so that became my thing, and that's all I wanted to do, you know. And when I finished school, I went to study music, and then you're in it. Then then it's not really a decision anymore. Then it kind of takes you like the ocean takes you when you dive into a wave. So, then you need to make sense of it, because I studied music for 5 years. You know, I got my BMus degree and then an honors degree in music. And then you kind of go, oh, gosh, now what? There are not that many opportunities for professional classical musicians here in South Africa. You can either become a teacher, which I didn't want to do because I'm not a great teacher, or you can, if you're lucky, get into an orchestra, which I also didn't really want to do. So then I was going like, oh, no, what, now what? And then you just have to learn, and I did, and I sort of figured out the music industry, what was going on there, and I also realized, like, with classical music, you've got a smaller audience, and with more contemporary music, you've got a bigger audience. And for me, I love making music, and I want people to hear it. So I just kind of figured out a way to speak to a bigger audience, I suppose.
Why did you start the band?
Why? Well, you know, it's kind of lonely on your own, don't you think? I didn't want to conquer the world only with my flute. I wanted to, have my friends join me. So it's always nicer to make music together, and I've got some lovely friends playing the violin and the cello, and we decided, well, let's do something really awesome, and we got them violins and cellos that look really cool. Have you seen our instruments? Okay, they look really different. So if you know what a violin and a cello looks like usually, this is the futuristic version of it. So it's all electric, and it's not made from wood. It's sort of made from steel and carbon fiber, and it just looks really cool, and it sounds really cool. And with the electric stuff, you can add awesome effects, which we do on stage. And together we have a very cool vibe on stage. We even dance, and, you know, we interact. So it's much more interesting than just me on my own.
As a woman in the music industry, how was it being for you?
I think being a woman can have its benefits in the music industry. You know, we out there on the stage and in the media, and especially with Sterling EQ, our style is very important to us. So we have lots of fun dressing up nicely and trying to look awesome and look modern, and that really helps us. So, I mean, in the music industry, it's definitely been beneficial to us. I wouldn't say that there's much gender inequality in the music industry, luckily. You know, if your music works, then you work. But the music industry is not an easy place for a woman or a man to be in, especially these days. You've got to be extremely creative. Like I said, it's not like work actually just comes your way. You have to really create it, and these days, yeah, it's more difficult than ever, really. So I don't see myself as a woman. I see myself as a I see myself as an adventurer and as an entrepreneur. So I suppose that's also why I don't really feel the barriers that many other women might face. Except for my coughing.
You have performed 900 live shows. How did you feel on your first live performance?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, actually now we've done more than 1,000. We've lost count. The first one is always very special. It's special and it's nerve-wracking and, you know, there must be a first time for everything. So when Sterling performed for the first time, I would say that we weren't 100% ready. Sometimes you can't be 100% ready. It doesn't matter how much you practice or how much time you put in or how much you prepare. There's always something that you feel, oh my gosh, I'm not ready. I can't do this. What are we doing? But then it's too late. You've got to go on stage and you've got to play. So there's always like the heart beating a little bit faster and a little bit of shaking. But I find that that's actually good because it keeps you on the edge and it makes you really focus on what you have to do. And sometimes those things that make you a little bit nervous makes your performance even better, don't you think?
Since the theme is Women's Month, what do you do to celebrate it?
What do I do to celebrate Women's Month? Good question. Well, fortunately in Women's Month, we are quite busy because I also do a little bit of motivational speaking. We've had a couple of lovely performances. And that's just for us the best way to celebrate is to perform together and to do what we love. We never take it for granted. We always realize and express how lucky we are to be able to do what we love as a job. And that's what we do. And I would love to encourage many, many more other women and people to believe in your dreams and don't let anything stand in the way of that. The only thing that really can stand in the way is yourself.
How did you manage your singing career and your swimming activities?
Oh, well, again, because I'm doing what I love, I make time for it and I make sure that I fit it all in. I get a little bit like sad when I'm not swimming or playing the flute and doing what I love. So I know that it's in my own benefit to to keep myself busy. And yeah, you know, you create your own adventures in this world, especially in South Africa. You know, it's not easy here. It's not easy anywhere in the world, but with creative arts and things, you know, we don't have huge sponsorships. We don't have huge industries. So you just have to go out there and go and make it happen. And the fact that there aren't huge industries here, also, I've realized it's actually an opportunity because you can create new things and yes. People are interested in it and they go, wow, look at what you've done. Maybe we can do that too. And there's just a lot of opportunity here to actually make a difference. So I love being here and I love doing what I do.
Is there any message that you want to give for the children in the hospital?
Well, I think the children in the hospital are enormously inspirational. I mean, you guys are much stronger than I am for swimming across the English Channel or whatever. In fact, I did. I've got a organization called Swim for Hope, through which all of the big swims that I do now, I do in support of a children's organization. And a few years ago, I was swimming for the Little Fighters Cancer Trust. So I did get in touch with a lot of children who were suffering from cancer. And I have to say that I'm just so enormously inspired by them and by you guys, by any child who's faced with a challenge, a health-related challenge. I've got 3 children who are beautifully healthy, and I can't thank the universe enough for that because it's, you know, life is challenging enough when you're healthy. So I just have to say, guys, keep at it. You are hugely inspirational to me and to many, many people out there in the world, and I salute you.
What are you performing for us today?
Oh, good question. Do you know the song Despacito? Do you? Do you like it?
Okay.
Shall I play it? Do you think it can be played on the flute? Do you like it, Sadiq?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Let's get ready for a small break. As Karanin gets ready to perform.
Go classical and jazzy by feeding your soul with jazz and classical tunes on Imad's Classical Hub.
Think a flute can rap?
Caroline, you really got amazing talent.
Oh, thank you.